Chelsea's calling us from Renton.
Hi, my name's Kathy.
Oh, I'm my mistake.
No, that's
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
A lot of times people say that. I don't know why. Maybe I don't speak well.
Well, I've been known to mumble too, ma'am. I've been known to mumble a lot.
I don't mumble, but anyway,
okay.
I wanted to know what's the difference, if there's any, between a cyst, a polyp, and a tumor? I mean, when they, you know, is there a distinction between them for whatever they may find for whatever reason?
You betcha, ma'am. There are cysts, most of which are benign. And it just means they're there. They contain usually either watery fluid or an oily fluid called sebaceous fluid. And they're just there. They can grow, and they don't look good if they get on your face, such as the young lady was mentioning with sebaceous cysts on her face. But they're benign. They never do cause cancer and kill anybody. They just don't make you look good if they're in the wrong place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, polyps, on the other side of things, they can be benign too. But if they're in the wrong spot, for example, in the colon is the famous one, they can gradually turn cancerous. And we don't want that at all. And so if we find one of those polyps, whoever the physician is who's finding it usually snips the thing out of there too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I should bring up here the title of one of my favorite medical journal articles. I'm not kidding you about this, ma'am. The medical journal article was entitled, Purple Potatoes Help Prevent Colon Cancer. Huh? Mm-hmm. And it seems that the purple pigment in purple potatoes inhibits the growth of colon cancer stem cells. Huh, how do you like that? So, not only purple potatoes, but also vitamin D is known to reduce the risk of colon cancer. I'm not going to tell you that anything prevents it entirely, but the third thing is something called butyrate. Now, butyrate, B-U-T-Y-R-A-T-E, is usually made by normal intestinal bacteria. But when's the last time all of us had normal intestinal bacteria? Never, because we didn't exist, all of us, in the 1890s, and particularly since 1950. We all know the story about antibiotics and wiping out normal intestinal bacteria. So there are laboratories that offer a stool test for butyrate to see if one has got the intestinal flora that make butyrate. And what do you know? If you've got plenty of butyrate in the stool, you don't have to worry. And if you don't, well, then you better go down to your natural food store and get some butyrate or get the bacteria. And you know what? I have looked and looked for those bacteria, and all I could find is somebody has a patent on a certain group of them, but I can't find the bacteria that make butyrate on the market, so we have to resort to taking butyrate if it's low in the stool test.
Oh, so your yogurts or kefirs won't do it?
No.
Or probiotics
no.
even?
No, because they're called butyrogenic bacteria, and that's
okay.
very different from a lactobacillus, et cetera.
Okay, I see. Now, a friend of mine she just had a test the other day, or an exam, I should say, and they found some sort of, I don't know if she calls it a polyp or what, on her cervix. She's 62 years old. She's already gone through menopause, but she was bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just occurred one time, just recently, so it kind of alarmed her. But would that, I think it was potassium iodide you were talking about earlier, would that help her to eliminate this, or...
Ma'am, I would recommend that she check with the doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine and get her 2:16 hydroxyestrogen ratio checked. That's 2:16 hydroxyestrogen ratio.
Okay.
Now, at the outset of the program, maybe in a couple of weeks you can listen to the long ramble again, I was mentioning research by a doctor who found that even with early cervical cancer, that if we did the right things to inhibit the growth of the HPV virus, which is known to cause cervical cancer, that in nearly half the individuals, the early cervical cancer actually disappeared. I am not kidding you. Only by doing things to alter that 2:16 ratio. So the starting place on that one is to check with a doc who's skilled and knowledgeable in that and see if that ratio is off. And if it's off, there's lots of natural things to do about it.
Okay, so again, that was 2:16 hydroxyestrogen?
Yep, 2:16 okay. hydroxyestrogen ratio.
Okay, and so a normal, yeah, is there such a thing? A regular doctor would not probably check that.
Not
is
at all,
that,
ma'am.
Right?
The doctors who check that are the doctors who are skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine.
Right.
I'm sorry, I hate to be cynical, but if it isn't got a patent on it, the regular doctor is very frequently not going to even know about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you so much. You've been very helpful.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling for your friend there.